Blog Talk Radio.
Won't you come along with me?
Oh yeah, Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB. And I am settling in for an hour and a half of doing just that. And anybody that's here knows that we're going to do that. That's why you're here, because you want the music. You want us to take care of that for you. And we do it. We do it. So you keep coming back. And that's the whole point of it. Get more music in your life. Get more music in your soul. Get more music. It's that simple. No problem. And you made it this time. Well, you made it last time too. We just couldn't hear you. I've heard you so far. Am I still hearing you? Anne? I'm not hearing you again, Anne. Oh my gosh, it's going to be another one of those. Something is going on with Blog Talk, because this happened to Anne on Thursday as well. I could hear her before the show. When the show started, it was done. I don't know why, and Blog Talk will be getting an email from me, because this don't cut the mustard, folks, and it's not difficult to cut mustard. So, hey, let's start it off with a song by Chicago, 25 or 624. Enjoy.
Waiting for the break of day.
There you have it. Chicago from the mid-70s, long about 75, 76, something of that nature. And Susan is here.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Anne, can you hear me? Anne? Anne?
Oh, no. Oh, well,
oh,
looks like
gosh.
It's just me and you.
Oh, Blog Talk is just slapping her again. It's this just isn't fair. I don't know what the deal is, but my gosh, she was here before the show started, and we were talking. No big deal. It was working, and it's not working now. I just don't.
Oh, poor Anne.
Dan. Well, it's got to be something with the Blog Talk connection with her internet somehow, and it's not anything that she can do a single thing about.
Well, look how long I went without being able to get onto the show.
Exactly. And I think that's
months and months and months, and I just couldn't get on.
Exactly.
And three phones later,
oh gosh,
I kept buying phones because I thought maybe it's the phone. And all of a sudden,
a couple of weeks ago,
it happened.
Yeah, it just did. And a couple of weeks ago, Anne was fine, and she was here, and she wasn't bopping back and forth across the big water. Everything was doing well. And then all of a sudden, starting on Thursday, it's okay as long as the show is not in progress. As soon as the show starts, I can't hear her. And
that's
I don't like that. That's just not fair. I don't like it at all. Okay, she bopped back in. Are you here? I know you're here, but can you hear me?
I can hear you. But can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yay!
Oh,
wow.
Yay!
There you are.
The result.
I don't know what you did different, but I'm glad it worked.
I don't know.
That's so frustrating.
Oh, wow.
Well, at least
I've made the most of it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Manfred Manns and his Earth Band. Blinded by the Light. We got
good one.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Yeah!
She got down, but she never thought that she's gonna make it through the night. She's gonna make it through.
Another underrated band from the day. Didn't pay too much attention to them, and they were worth more attention than they got. Let's put it that way. It's too bad because they didn't get the notoriety that maybe they should have had. But, you know, we have what we have from them.
Big over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they were.
Yes, yes. there were a lot of artists that were big over in the UK and kind of dribbled over to the US and then vice versa a little bit. But we had that British invasion in the 60s. I loved it. It was fantastic. And it taught the musicians here what to do. You know, if you want to make it and you want to be one of the names that people want to hear, then this is what you do. Because we already did it. Neener, 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 you know.
Oh, I think the U.S. had great bands.
Oh, they did. But they mostly followed after, like, after the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and bands of that ilk came over and showed them what to do. I mean, you know, yes, we had the bands up till then, but not very many of them, and I don't really remember which ones predated the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. So it's kind of like, to me, they came over and showed the U.S. bands what to do, how to get it together and get it moving. And from there, we came out with a lot of them. It was amazing. I made a poster once with colored pencil and a big sheet, probably, what, a 24 by 18 sheet of cardboard, paper, well, poster board. And I just wrote down all the band names that I could think of in that day. And this was 1967. I filled that whole flipping poster board. It amazed me. I have no idea whatever happened to it, but it was fun to do, and it just amazed me no end. I filled up that whole poster board just by writing those names in colored pencil. It was just, there's just so many of them, and now you'll never hear from any of them, or very few of them. I don't know. It was an amazing era. It really was. It was totally amazing. So, I don't know. got all kinds of stuff going on and everything. And music is, I think, one of the best ways to weather everything. So, hey, guys, let's get a request going. I've got a request from John by the Rubettes, and it's called Sugar Baby Love. Oh, and by the way, Ann, we can't hear you again. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, Sugar Baby Love, the Rubettes.
Thank you. my advice. If you love someone, don't think twice.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me how men can hit that falsetto range and sing as high as a soprano female. It has a little different quality, but they still get up there, and it's just totally whacked, man. But
oh, no. It's kind of, a bit squeaky.
Well, you just sit there and you listen to it and think, how in the world can they do that? My God.
Great song, though.
Oh, yes, yes. It was a great song. That's not a question. And what is it? Frankie Valli used to do that all the time.
That's right. I like
that. My gosh. It just totally, you can't help but sit there and listen to that because you have to wonder, what are his vocal cords like after he does that? Can he still talk? Can he still drink water? Does he drown? I mean, you know, things like that. It just, my mind goes to strange places sometimes. But that's okay. I have plenty of company. I'm not too worried about it. I'm going to get another request done here. And this is a whole lot more of a rock song. I wasn't real sure I was going to play it or not. It's a little bit much for me. You know, it's by Styx, and I do like Styx. Don't get me wrong. But just because the song is by Styx doesn't mean that it's not too rocky for me to want to listen to. This one is definitely on that verge, but it was a request, so I am going to play it. Remember this, it's not my fault.
Whose is it then?
Brandon asked for this. It's Brandon's fault. He requested this, you know. And I think next time we'll be back in the 60s and the 70s and the doo-wops and stuff, and that'll be a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
But for this time, we're going to let him rock out with this one. Styx, Rock and Roll Feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't really too terrible today. When I listened to it at 2 o'clock in the morning, it was kind of like, huh? Really? But that's at 2 o'clock in the morning. What do you expect, right? But for right now, that was all right this time. I can deal with that. That was okay. I have one here for God. You guys are dropping like flies, I tell you. Ann and Susan are having a terrible time staying in the studio today. They keep getting cut off, and then they try and come back, and then they get cut off. And it tells me Susan's here, but she can probably hear me if she is, but I can't hear her. And it's just a basic mess today. But, you know, hey, if they can hear me and they're enjoying the music, that's the most important thing. That's the only thing I'm going to worry about. So I tell you right now, I've got a fun little ditty. A ditty? Anyway, yeah, okay. It's by a band called Sweet. Can you hear me, Ann? Ann? Ann can't hear me. Can you hear me, Susan?
I'm back, yes.
Yay! Susan's back. Okay.
Ann is back.
Well, Ann is back, but she can't hear me. So,
no, she can't.
The same old funky stuff that's been going on, and I wish I knew
Ann,
what it was.
We just have to party without you, Ann. Oh, dear.
Well, she can be here and she can party with us. We just can't hear her. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Hey.
No, we miss you, Ann.
We never can tell. Yeah. Well, and you know, we've got her on the chat, so we know what she's thinking.
We have.
That'll help. So that's part of it. So, you know, it's not all bad. We're okay with that. Anyway, this is by a band called Sweet. And it's called Little Willie.
Oh.
And no, it's not what you think.
Oh, no.
Shuffle down. We pass
you go, Little Willie by Sweet. And, you know, that was a British group. And this is what I'm talking about. They came over here to teach our groups how to do it. You know, just, it's like we didn't know before they said this way, guys, this way. So, hey, you know, why not? You got to learn somewhere, sometime. And they were shown what was really popular with the kids at that point. And the kids were what made the bands. So, hey, I tell you. Now, you guys, do you really realize how long Donny Osmond has been around?
Yes.
My goodness gosh. Oh, wow. Yes. I found a song. And I still can't hear Anne, but I've got you, Anne, so don't worry about it.
Anne,
you
loves
just stay them. With us. Good, good, good. Well, this isn't Donny Osmond as such, because this was before he actually made a name on his own. This is when he was still with his brothers as the Osmonds. From
That's
the
right.
video, from the video, Donny looked to be about 12.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's just what it looked like, you know. So this is the Osmonds, and this is one I've never heard them do before, but I found it, and I thought, hey, this is good. I like it. The Osmonds doing Down by the Lazy River. Picked up, but that song was for Anne. She loves the Osmonds. So there you go, honey. I know you enjoyed it, and I'm glad to do stuff like that for you. No problem. We're going to play this. Aerosmith. Yeah, sometimes they were a bit much for me. I haven't decided about this song yet, but we'll play it and whatever. It just goes where it is. I hope you enjoy it, Brandon. Here's Aerosmith doing Deuces Are Wild. You go. Deuces Are Wild by Aerosmith. And
love Aerosmith.
I love Aerosmith, I do, but there are some of their songs that it's much better with a video, you know, because
listening
to the music is like, over the top rock for me sometimes. But this one wasn't too bad. When you got to see the video, it wasn't bad at all. But yeah. That's okay. It's not a bad song. I'm not saying it's horrible, guys. I'm just saying
it's a little
on the rocky side. And that's okay because there are a lot of people that like that, and that's fine. And I know Brandon loves it. So once in a while I'll do him good. Not a problem.
Yeah.
We'll get him some stuff. Keep him happy. That's okay. I have one more request that I am going to do right now. And
all right.
It is another song that John sent me, and he's sometimes he just sends me the older stuff that I know, and I love it, and he sometimes doesn't send me enough Elvis songs, but that's okay. That's okay. I can pick Elvis songs. I can do that. But it'd be nice to have him send me one now and again. But that's all right. He sends me interesting things. He sent me such interesting things that I would not have found on my own and maybe would not have ever listened to if I had found them. But because he sends them, I listen, and it's something new, and it's usually really good. I only think there's probably been one that he's ever sent me that I haven't cared for. But that's a lot of songs, guys. That's a lot of songs. So, hey, it's all good. I'll play anything he sends me. Not a problem. Right now, I've got one by Chicory Tip. There's a band name for you. Chicory Tip. Chicory is a weed. Did you know that? Anyway, it replaced coffee in the Civil War because they couldn't get coffee, so they used chicory. Anyway, this band is, there's a little tidbit for you. It's, I don't know where it came from. It's just there. Chicory Tip doing Son of My Father. Thank you, John. Something new. Now, that's a song I'd never heard before, but I like it. I like it. It's easy to listen to. It's easy to follow. I like it. You know, what else can you say? I like it. Okay. Stampeders. Anybody remember the Stampeders? I don't as a band, but I remember the song they did, Sweet City Woman. Well, I'm on my way to the city life. And we're sitting here talking about chicory. I mean, you know,
chicory.
Yeah, exactly. Only we're talking about the coffee replacement. They still have that. You know what?
Yeah.
They still have the chicory coffee replacement. It turns out that, you know, I've had it a couple of times and I liked it. I liked it. It's I guess it's kind of a grain, but it's awesome. It's really kind of awesome. And you can think that it doesn't have all of the bad acids and oils and caffeine that coffee does. So if you can train your taste buds, it's probably a lot better for you than coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I can't imagine doing without the caffeine. But, you know, hey, you can learn all kinds of things when you want to.
Who knows? I drink decaffeinated.
I don't drink decaffeinated. I never really got into that. One of my sisters has to because the acid of the caffeine just really wreaks havoc with her heart. You know, she has palpitations and stuff if she does caffeine.
Yeah.
She has to drink decaffeinated tea.
Yes, I do.
I can't go there. I can't go there. I can do herbal teas, and they don't normally have caffeine in them, so can do herbal teas. That's cool. Like the Sweet Dreams and the peppermint and, you know, just the lemon, just the herbal stuff like that. I can do that. And I'm fine with that.
Nice.
But if I'm having a real cup of tea, I don't want to go the decaffeinated route. I want the burn and the acid influx, all of that stuff. You know,
I'm trying to be healthy.
Well, you know, I am naturally healthy for the most part, and I just don't mess with it. I don't try to say, oh, you need to do this instead of doing this, and you need to do that instead of doing that. Because if I start messing with my system functions very well on its own right now. If I start messing with it, trying to make it better, I'm going to wreck it. It's like an ecosystem. I don't want to mess with the balance. So I just do what I do and don't worry about it.
Just leave it.
Exactly. If something starts bothering me, then we look at it and kind of deal with it if we need to. But I can't say that's ever happened to me except for carbohydrates. So I am very, very fortunate. I am very blessed to not have any humongous problems to have to deal with. And I am very thankful for that. Okay. And in that light, I'm going to play a song that kind of covers the globe, in a manner of speaking. It was in the 70s. You used to hear it on like Soul Train and shows like that if you went down to LA area and all that kind of stuff. It's the OJs. I mean, is that should be a familiar name to everybody, right? The OJs. Anyway, they're doing a song that I just ran across it and I thought, oh, I want to play that again. I haven't heard that in ages. It's Love Train. Yes, join the love train. No matter where you live in the world, we all need love. You know, that's just a human fact. We all need love. Some of us want it in a different way, but hey, you know, whatever. that's okay. It's worldwide. Human beings, you need love. So that's why people have pets. If they don't want to be around people, they have pets. You know, that's what it's all about. It's just love. You share the love all around the world with all different species. That's the whole thing. Hey, and you know what? Love don't always mean sex. Remember that, guys. Remember that. Because those things get mixed up so much. And it doesn't have to be mixed up, because one does not always have to mean the other. So remember that. Just, hey, be free with your love. It's great. Okay. Daddy Dewdrop. Now, I know you don't remember that name.
No, I don't.
John might. John remembers a whole lot of strange things. So he might remember Daddy Dewdrop. But this song is just a fun song. It's just a fun song. I never, ever took it seriously. It was always something that made me laugh when I heard it. It was great. And you go around singing that while you're vacuuming the floor, raking the lawn, and Mom would have to yell out, "Get back to work. Stop goofing off." Goes, "Okay, Mama. Not a problem." It was. We just went back to singing it again. But, you know, it was just a fun song. So let's do this. Daddy Dewdrop. Chick-a-boom.
Last night I had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie, but she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There was a party going on.
Can you just picture a guy being with a girl that really flips his switches and, and she says something, giving him an opening to say something real romantic, and he comes up with chick-a-boom?
Oh,
boy, that is a deal killer. That is a deal killer. I tell you, it would be over. So unless you've got a really good sense of humor, and then that's fine. Not a problem. Chick-a-boom. Yeah, okay, that would do it. You got to wonder what he's thinking when he says chick-a-boom. No, you don't. Your imagination can fill in the blanks. That's not...
That's wrong.
My imagination can fill in the blanks for you. That's not a problem. I have a very vivid imagination, and it's kind of interesting sometimes. Okay. Ray Stevens. You all know about Ray Stevens.
We do, yes.
Yeah, Funky Ray. I have a song that I found... that Ray Stevens does that I had never heard before. and it had me rolling. It is hilarious. It's probably a whole lot funnier with the video, okay, because they got the rowboat, shotgun, and the whole bit. this is called, and this is possible, this really is possible, Too Drunk to Fish.
What are you doing on the show today, just for the heck of it?
I'm doing a song called Too Drunk to Fish.
Well, it's funny, just the title. That ought to be something good.
Now, me and Harold, this buddy of mine, decided we'd go fishing one time. So we drove to the lake with my brand new bass boat. I brought the fishing poles, the pork and beans, the saltine crackers, and the canned sardines, and Harold brought all the booze one man could tote. Now while I loaded the boat and filled the tank, tried to get that motor to crank, Harold just sat there sipping on a long neck beer. And while I'm steering the boat and tying the plugs, he's drinking moonshine straight from a jug. He was singing Melancholy Baby when we left the pier. Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He'd be just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. Now I was concentrating, perfecting my cast, hoping to land me a trophy bass. Harold was having trouble trying to find the lake. Yeah, and laying there beside him, right at his feet, was an anchor line coiled up real neat. Harold saw it, went white as a ghost, and hollered, "Snake!" Well, he jumped straight up and began to yell. I said, "Sit down, Harold, and behave yourself. Can't you see that ain't nothing but a piece of rope?" Oh, but he was scared to death, plumb out of his mind, trying not to get bit by that anchor line. He grabbed my shotgun, blew a hole in the bottom of the boat. Harold, never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He'd be just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. But don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. Now, too drunk to fish is too drunk to swim, so I'm dog paddling and dragging him. We finally made it to a little sandbar just big enough for two. Yeah, and it was way after dark when that helicopter came with that big searchlight calling our names. And Harold looked up the sky and said, "Lord, is that you?"
"Hello down there, Harold."
And then he knelt there in that heavenly glow and said, "Lord, you know I ain't ready to go, so if you just pass me by tonight, I will reform." And then they threw down a raft and I paddled us home, and he never touched a drop from that moment on. You know the Lord works in mysterious ways, his miracles to perform. Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He'd be just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish.
Love it, right? You just gotta love it. That's amazing. I just laughed through that whole thing. It was so funny. Okay, Elvis song. Now I know you guys are really gonna hate this, but that's too bad. Elvis song in T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Dance off.
Was a good one. I like that one. And there's that stupid. I wish I knew how to cut that off. But you don't want to mess with somebody else's videos, so that's okay. We'll just deal with it. I've already moved up to be able to play our next one. And this is BJ Thomas. No, it's not about rain. It's not, you know, none of that raindrop stuff. I had enough raindrops around here the last couple of days. We had flash flood warnings and everything going on here. Anyway,
yeah,
this is BJ.
We've had them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, in the desert, when they send a flash flood warning, you better be listening. So
really?
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me. Got a tickle in my throat. This is BJ Thomas, but this time he's going to sing a rock and roll lullaby.
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be, so we grew together, my mama, child, and me. Now things were bad and she was scared, but whenever I would cry, she'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing and shine in the night. Mama, 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 mama,
I like that song. It's kind of sweet and caring and typical B.J. Thomas, but, you know, that's all right. He had a style and he stuck to it and it worked, and that's what you do. It's all right. All right. Now, I've got another one that's kind of, I don't know if you class it as funny. It's just different. Okay, now on the video, you can see this big guy, you know, not real tall, just big, out dancing with different girls and all this stuff. And that's kind of what this song is a little bit about. It's called If Bubba Can Dance, Then I Can Too by Shenandoah.
Dancing is as easy as falling off the bird in the bush. You can dance on your own 2 feet and I won't even look, because you see, I didn't wash that blanket a long time ago. Learn to dance in the privacy of your own home, where time waits for no time like the present. So quit your talking and get to work. Make me a believer in you.
Thank you.
All right. Just remember that. If Bubba can dance, then I can too. And so can you, and you, and you, anybody. If Bubba can do it, anybody can. So just remember that. You got to go there. Yeah, you know. Yeah, right. It was kind of funny to watch the video, but, you know. So, poor Susan and Ann, they're just bebopping back and forth like nobody's business. They're making up a new dance.
Now,
I think it's called Cross the Ocean.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Kind of, it's always kind of a wow relief when it happens. So,
yes.
All right. I want to take a minute here to say thank you to everybody that joined me. And I really, really appreciate it. And I appreciate you just bopping back and forth and finally realizing it's just not going to work as far as me hearing you, but I'm glad you kept joining us in the studio because you can hear us and it kind of makes you feel more of a part of it. And I like that. I like that. So if you can't hear me or if I can't hear, you know what I mean. Anyway, thank you for being here and keep coming back. And Susan, thank you for returning over and over whenever you got yanked back.
I enjoy myself.
Oh, good. I am so glad because I really enjoy having you here. It's wonderful. And thank you to everyone who stuck with us in the chat. And I hope you had a good time because we saw some of those gifts that were quite entertaining.
Yes.
They were funny. So funny. Yes, yes. It was great. And don't go fishing if you drink. That's, you know, you'll be minus a boat. You know, and those helicopter rescues get real expensive. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to go doing that. Yeah.
You might meet Rebecca's alligator.
Oh yeah, and alligators like meat. Alligators like meat. Remember that, folks. Alligators like meat. Don't be handing them your hand or your arm or your leg. Don't be doing that.
Jenny,
you know,
she's saying it's an April Fool.
Yeah, we've heard that
she had
April
us going.
Fool before. Anyway, I thank all of my friends and family who joined me here because I know that there are many of them that do come and listen to the program. My cousin Dan and my friend Cal, for two of them, my cousins Cindy and Gail, and my best friend Mindy. Thank you for joining me and for listening to the shows because you have told me that you do enjoy them, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you, thank you. And remember, everybody, tomorrow is the gospel hour, and
yes,
it's the same time as today. Don't let the daylight saving time fool you. It's the same time as today. And I've been told it's a blessing. And I'm really pray that it blesses everyone that listens because that's what it's for. It's to fill your soul with the peace and love in abundance to follow you through the week. So join me tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Different
will
show.
Do.
Hey, I'll be here. So come on in and
here.
Join me. And right now, I'm going to do something that it's not like I haven't done it before, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm just going to let you guess. I'm just going to start playing it. Here we go.
I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. A river. Cried a river.